I and every doctor in the world knows that a mask will not protect you whatsoever, because every single wet orifice of your body can take in a virus and boom, you're screwed. That's my specialty in the industry. Is I'm an air quality expert. I've been certified my entire career.
Morning, guys. Dan Wise, Wise Media Studios, Yakima Thursday Spotlight. And our first guest this morning is Casey Thaxton with Comfort Pros. Casey, good morning.
What's up, y'all? How you doing?
So, Casey, tell us a little bit about Comfort Pros. Are you a local Yakima native?
Yes, I am.
Okay. How long you been in the area?
Oh, boy. Other than my military service, let's see, 39 years. I'm 46, so most of my life. I've spent a couple of years in Florida. I spent some time in Memphis, Tennessee. Where else have I been? I've been all over the country.
Well, you just got back from my neck of the woods over in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We just got a place down there in Pompano Beach. My friend Tracy that I was telling you about, he and I are doing some large commercial projects around the nation now. The beauty of being contracted in the state of Washington as a contractor is that you can work in all 50 states for up to 6 months.
Really?
Yeah. And you're covered by the insurance here.
Is that just Washington thing? Or, I mean, maybe a few states that are inclusive to that?
There might be other states that do it, but they're, you know, Florida's not very friendly to business. I don't give a shit what anybody says. You know, they're just not. I went down there and wanted to start my business, and it's like, nope, every time I hit a roadblock, you know. So what I did is I started talking to Tracy and other people in the business down there, and we just decided, you know what, let's just do this. And so obviously, I'm keeping my residential business going here in Yakima, and we're also in Clay Elm. I'm in Clay Elm today, okay. Crying out loud. We go to Clay Elm.
At noon, you said, right?
Yeah.
I've got a question about HVAC.
Okay.
But real quick, before that question, how do you like that cup of coffee?
Oh.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
I want to give a shout out to Northtown Coffee House, who is one of our sponsors, and they've supplied us with like more coffee than we'll ever know what to do with. And if you are looking for a good cup of coffee and you're not sure what the difference is between like Starbucks, McDonald's, they have something called Third Wave Coffee. So they really know what they're doing over there. They're downtown. There's a link in the description. Go check them out. So back to my question now about HVAC. How come every time I go on Facebook, it seems like there's these posts for HVAC guys? And have you seen these? They look like almost like scam artist posts.
Oh, yeah. I see them all the time.
Do you have to deal with that? Are people like, hey, let me make sure, like when you want to post in Facebook and they want to know if you're legit, do they make you post like your license number
and
proof that you're in the state?
No, I do mine. Mine's all on my personal profile, Casey Thaxton. And I do reels, tips of the day and stuff like that. But whenever I see anything related to HVAC, it's usually a competitor that I see, or it's a company advertising to me. And they're typically garbage, you know, like, for example, you guys do all of my internet marketing and all that stuff. I have Tony host everything for me, and AI hears you talk about that crap on these dadgum phones. And then all of a sudden it populates in your Instagram, your Facebook, everywhere, you know? So I stay away from all of them. I see them come through and I'll hit X, you know, like, I don't want to see this ad, yeah. You know, stuff.
Do you do like duct cleaning and stuff too?
No. No, duct cleaning is...
Because that seems to be a big con. There seems to be a lot of...
So in Florida, it is absolutely a necessity, because down there you have fiberboard, right? Fiberboard is just insulation, and it harbors moisture, and then it turns to mold, and then you got shit in your air, and you're like, and you wonder why you're sick, okay? That's my specialty in the industry. Is I'm an air quality expert. I've been certified my entire career. So down there, it is necessary, but they don't use the same type of machines that we use up here. They use what's called EcoFog. It's a fogging detergent that goes in and disinfects the fiberboard, right? Up here in Washington State, the Pacific Northwest, even down in California, anywhere where there's no humidity or very little humidity, duct cleaning is usually just a scam. Bottom line, unless you've got new construction where the jackasses didn't cover up the registers in the floor or the ceiling, whatever, then you'll have debris in there that needs to be cleaned out, you know? But most of the time, you can use a shop vac for that.
Right.
You know, you don't have to call these Pringles power vac companies. And some of my friends do the work. And well, dear friend of mine that just retired did it for years, but he was an honest man. And he would go in and look and say, no, you don't need this, you know. But the problem, the pandemic in our industry, is so many contractors that don't do the job right. period. Whether it's duct cleaning, installation, or service, they lie to people, they rip them off, and that's why we've got such good reviews, because I refuse to do that shit. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. If I come in your home, you're going to know that we're family. I'm going to treat you like you're my brother, sister, whatever, you know.
When did you establish here in Yakima with your HVAC company? Comfort Pros.
Comfort Pros started back in 2006, I want to say, or 2008. I can't remember off the top of my head. It was October. I was working for another company locally here, which I will not name who they are because I don't talk bad about other companies, but they were doing really bad work. And I was a salesman for them at the time. And I was number one in the nation for gross average and number 20 for closing percentage out of 1,800 comfort advisors. So I was pretty proud of that. And when I had to have two paychecks reversed because of equipment having to be ripped out because it wasn't put in right, it just made me say, you know what? I can do better than this. So I went on my own.
Do you think there's a difference between talking bad about your competitor or talking bad about a bad business, kind of like buyer beware?
I try to stay away from it altogether because here's the deal. We all have people work for us that are garbage and we don't know it until we know it, right?
So it doesn't necessarily represent the company.
Right.
It could be the employee that's just out doing shoddy work.
Yeah. And that we see a lot of. I know every company in town has had to deal with this, including me. You know, I've had to go back on jobs where somebody screwed up and I'm like, look, man, I'm going to make it right. Is that okay? This just happened last year. You know, a customer by the name of Dean, I won't say his last name out of protection, you know, but he owns a lot of properties and he's got one up on Snoqualmie Pass that we did. And the bottom line was we didn't finish the project because he was going to add to it. He was going to put a heat pump in with it. And he never got back to us because he's a busy guy, you know? So he left us a crappy review because he had a problem with the Airbnb tenant. And then I didn't have time to get back to him. And then when I did, it was already too late. He'd already left us a bad review. I got with him and I fixed it. Period. He's one of my happiest customers now.
So what's your specialty? I know you said you're an air quality like ninja.
I'm an air quality expert. I've been certified my entire career.
But aside from that, what's your specialty with HVAC?
Well, I like to tell people I'm a Ferrari dealer. We don't put in garbage. Okay. If you and your significant other call me and ask me to come and give you an estimate for doing work, I'm going to give you three different options, sometimes four, but the one I'm going to nudge you to go with is going to be in the middle or the top end, because those pieces of equipment are going to be the most efficient, meaning your power bill or your gas bill, whatever source you have, is going to be the lowest you've ever had. And not only that, but the equipment's going to last the longest. And you're going to do maintenance with me annually or you won't have a warranty.
So when you say equipment, are you referring to like the main AC unit?
Yeah, like Mitsubishi, for example, Rude, Rheem, Trane, whatever brand we're using. What I do try to stay away from these days is the proprietary equipment. And what I mean by proprietary means that you have to use their parts if they need repair. Mm-hmm. Because what they do is they go obsolete after the warranty's over to where you have to replace them. That's bull crap. You know what I mean? So especially down in Florida, they were really on that because down there, equipment replacements are between 5 and 10 years most of the time. So if you
Florida, you're really running that AC all year round.
Water, water, water. 30 gallons a day on average for an average home.
Wow.
Isn't that something? It's just nuts. Up here, it's like 3. Our atmosphere has moisture in it. No matter what, we're breathing moisture. We're breathing water right now, right? It's just in a very, very minute amount. So the average moisture level, humidity level in the desert out here is about 26%. Sahara Desert, 26%. Florida, on average, 80. Sometimes over 100%, okay? 100% would be a day like it's raining and you walk outside and you just feel like you're wet as soon as you walk outside. You've had that happen.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I got used to it. I don't care if I actually liked it because you lose weight and you drink a lot of water. It's weird.
And it's good for your skin stays moisturized. Oh. Here, I'm dry like a fucking alligator.
Yeah, I use the Hemp's lotion nonstop. I'm not trying to promote them, but I love them. I buy their lotion by the case, dude. So, but yeah, man, I'm into the health. I'm into the air quality. I always have been. You have to have the proper moisture levels in your home too. So here we use humidifiers instead of dehumidifier, right? So in this market where, you know, a 3-ton load would be a 2,000 square foot home. Down in Florida, a 2,000 square foot home is 3.5 to 4 because they have to get all that moisture out of the air.
So here in Yakima, with what you do, do you have any memorable experiences or memories that you've had with a client to give like an example of somebody of what they should expect, like a good one, I should say?
Well, I have some comical ones.
Go for it.
Okay. So once upon a time when I was working for the other company as a sales guy, I go to this family's home out in Hera and the woman answers the door in her bra and underwear. I'm like, oh, hello. She's like, come on in. Her husband's sitting in the living room and we just sit there and start talking, and they bought a $20,000 heating and air conditioning system for me about 2 hours into it.
Okay.
I was like, this is weird. I've never seen him since, but it was the most bizarre thing I've ever experienced in my life.
You might be on OnlyFans and not know it.
Right. Anyway,
wow, okay.
That was funny. But my most memorable experience, I would say, is during COVID. My former girlfriend and I should say stepdaughter, she was not mine, but she called me dad since she was four. She was a competitive cheerleader. Long story short, we went to Salt Lake City for a competition. They wanted everybody wearing masks. And I and every doctor in the world knows that a mask will not protect you whatsoever, because every single wet orifice of your body can take in a virus and boom, you're screwed, right? So Disney owns Varsity, which owns the cheer group that we were part of. And they saw us there, me. I was the only one doing it. Everyone else was masked up. And so they threatened me via email and every other parent. They didn't name me personally, but that's who they were talking about. And I just responded in an email, reply all. I don't know, 3-4 million people got this email. And I just gave a biography of who I am. And that I'm the doctor of air quality. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. That phone, if there was still a line, like the old school phones, it was burning up to call me. And it was comical. It was this woman from Disney, what was it, Disneyland crowd management president or whatever her damn title was. And she was really sweet. And she calls me up and she's like, can we talk? And I said, we are. And I said, you know, she just asked me what my background was and what we could do. So I consulted Disney and COVID. And guess what? The next day, the mask mandate was gone by their parks. I was just like, you guys are being so stupid. I said, the virus is the smallest organism in history in the universe. It can go right through anything, including that stupid mask. The only way you can kill a virus is with UV light or chemicals, period. That's why we put them in your ductwork. You know, so it was comical. And the end of the conversation was, well, Casey, you know, that old saying, you don't know what you don't know. And I said, well, yeah, well, now you do. So do something about it before you get sued. Because OSHA nationwide requires you to prove the human being is getting at least 23% oxygen if you have to wear any apparatus on your face. Or maybe less than, I can't remember the exact number.
But right.
We don't do that. When we go into a crawl space or an attic, I require my guys to wear a respirator, which is a rubber mask with the little canisters on the side so that they don't get any of those particles, because that shit will screw your lungs up. You know? So that's my most memorable time in the business.
Not a fan of COVID.
It's all bullshit, dude. We all know it.
What advice can you give some homeowners in selecting an HVAC service provider? Like, what should they be looking for?
Reviews online.
Okay.
So one thing I learned recently is there's these bots that want to give you reviews and sell them to you. And if there's no comments in the review, it's a fake review. One of my competitors here in town has got all these reviews and they're all garbage. And what happens is Google will eventually flag them and shut them down.
Right.
So when I just got a review yesterday, another 5-star review from a local customer that owns a wood mill here in town. I won't say who it is because that's just not ethical. But she left me a 5-star review yesterday, and it's detailed. It says exactly what happened. That's what you want to look for when you hire a contractor, whether it's HVAC or anything else for that matter. Is you want to look at their reviews and make sure that they have at least a 4.5. I think it's 4.5 or higher, or 4.2. And we're at a 4.9. I was at a 5 for a long time, but there's a couple customers that I had that we had manufacturer issues with, and they wanted to blame us, which is one of the reasons why the high end stuff, sometimes I don't sell that, because it's not tried and true yet. You know. So Karen left the review and I responded to it.
But Karen was a positive review.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And the negative ones, I responded to those as well.
Right.
I try to allow Kirsten, my office manager, to do that because I'm pissed.
Right.
Who the fuck do you think you are leaving me a shitty review when I just went and did work for you for free, basically.
Yeah.
You know? And that happened a couple times. It's usually with the younger folks that think that they're entitled to everything that happens with. But no, we don't tolerate abuse of our employees, and we don't tolerate nasty stuff online, because I don't participate. I don't say negative things about other companies. I've left bad reviews before when I was younger. And I go back and I think to myself, wait a minute. If I would have given them an opportunity to make it right, would they have done it?
Right.
And if they will, then I'm going to leave them a 5-star good review.
Yeah.
You know, so I would rather take it in that aspect. So yes, if we do get a negative review, I'm reaching out to them immediately, just like I did with Dean, the customer I was talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we remedy the situation, we take care of it, and we move forward. And I don't know if anyone watching this knows, but in Washington State, you have to give a 1-year money-back guarantee, basically. You have to give free labor warranty for the first year.
That's crazy.
So why not just do it right the first damn time?
Yeah.
You know? So the one thing that I always tell people, like I was going to do a reel this morning on my page, you need to see a startup sheet if you have an installation done. And what you're looking for is a micron reading number and whether they use nitrogen or not and how much. Because nitrogen eliminates moisture out of the lines for your refrigerant. And microns tells you if they sucked all the crap out of that system before they allowed the refrigerant to go through. Because the refrigerant is oil and the atmosphere has moisture. And we all know that oil and water don't mix. See? So if it's done properly, your system will run for, shit, I've seen it run for 50, 60 years, you know, with proper maintenance. But these new ones, they're so, so sensitive. If you don't do these procedures properly, it'll fail in the first 2-3 months, period. So I saw a lot of that in Florida with the company I was working for, and that's why I decided I couldn't associate with them.
How do consultations work with you guys? Do you guys come out? Is it over the phone? Is there a fee for it?
You know what? I was thinking about starting to charge people for my time because I literally, basically, like my mentor Carl says, you are a doctor of what you do. My time is worth $500-$600 an hour, you know? So I was thinking about charging that, but I don't. So what it looks like is you call the office. Our office number is 509-833-5886. And then we also had a Seattle number. I don't know if we still have the Seattle location open, 206-833-3391 for the Seattle market. But you just call and schedule with Kirsten for me to come and give you a free estimate. And it doesn't matter what it is. If you want a diagnostic for a repair, same thing. A lot of times I can do it over the phone through like FaceTime, you know.
But what if it's like you're going to go to Cle Elum today, which is mm-hmm. not a 5-minute drive?
Right.
You're an hour out. That's mm-hmm. free as well?
Yeah. Yeah. So my average drive time per day, 4 hours a day I drive. So
sounds horrible.
Even in Florida, it was an hour and a half one way to every single customer I saw.
Right.
You know, so it's expensive. And we do charge the customer for that. We do. We have to.
Okay.
How else are we going to pay for
it? Okay. So you are charging.
We charge in the price of the deal that we do. So every customer pays a little portion of what we have to drive and fuel and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So the average cost of a system replacement up here from a 2 to a 5 ton is between $12,000 to $30,000. And every company charges that. If they don't, they're a shitty company. Don't use them. Okay. The old saying, you get what you pay for, is absolutely a fact. Now, don't get me wrong. There's companies locally here where I've had friends and clients call me up that use those local companies and they're like, Casey, they did XYZ. And I'm like, you call them back and tell them, you give me my fucking money back immediately or come fix this. So most of that was related to COVID because we couldn't get the stuff we needed. But if I couldn't get what I needed for that home to do it right, I didn't do it. I just told the customer, sorry, 6 months before we can do this.
Where should potential clients go and check to make sure that you have the proper licensing? Because if you go out of business and disappear, the warranty doesn't really mean much.
Absolutely. LNI.WA.gov. Go to Labor and Industries website, go to Verify Contractor, and you'll see all of our information. You'll see our insurance. You'll see if we've ever had penalties. You'll see if our taxes are current, which they are. You'll see everything. And the problem is, the bottom line is, no company will guarantee be in business tomorrow. None.
Right.
I don't care who they are. Campbell and Companies, dear friends of mine, Mike Campbell and Brian Campbell, both, I know them very well. They're great people. They have a wonderful business, but they could be done tomorrow.
What lessons have you learned along the way that have been invaluable? Kind of like picture the younger you getting ready to go into the HVAC business.
Yeah.
What are some avoidable mistakes that the younger you could avoid?
Don't be with the wrong woman. Don't have a business partner.
Are these life lessons or business?
That's all the same. Hey, a woman is a fucking contract, homie. That's the bottom line. I don't give a shit what anybody says. You know, it's like these brothers online that are talking about, hey, let's get married, dude. I'll rebound my house. You can have a master just like mine. We'll get some topless house cleaners and you can ride my Harleys and I'm going to use your bass boat. How's that sound? You know, it's a real deal right now. I mean, you know, you're when you go into business, whether it's with an individual, a partnership, a marriage, whatever, or a business like mine, you have to be the one that controls everything. And when that happens, you have to be able to go out and do all the freaking work yourself. So the biggest lesson I learned is I had to depend on these other people because I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I know how to sell it, but I didn't know how to do AC pump downs. I didn't know how to do nitrogen or refrigerant recovery. I didn't know how to do nitrogen when I braze. I didn't know any of that shit. So what did I do? I threw myself in the field and forced myself to learn from my service techs that were really good at it, you know? And so I would say, especially if you're like me, a sales guy first, and then a technician second, and then a dad, you know, all my kids are grown up now, but if you're a guy like me and you're thinking about getting into any business, make sure that you know it really well first, you know? And if you don't, hire people that do. It's like Bill Gates said. I'm not really a big fan of Bill Gates. I've met him once, but he always said, it's not him. It's not his business. It's the people that he put in position that are smarter than him.
Right.
You know?
Surround yourself around people that are going to...
They're going to elevate you.
Elevate you.
Yeah. And that's Tracy O'Brien. That's Carl Vandermeer, my mentor, you know? Your circle's got to be like that, small. And when you rely on those people that know more than you, guess what? Eventually, it's going to rub off on you and you're going to be successful.
Well said, Casey. So, Casey, for people that want to maybe get a consultation, want to know more about you, you sound like you leave some daily tips on your social media.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the best place for potential customers, fans, followers to come follow you and contact you?
So you can either go to my Facebook page, Casey Thaxton. It's a public but private page. It's my personal page, but I'm a public figure on there because I have a couple thousand followers now or whatever. You can either go there, hit me on Messenger if you want, or you can call me you can call my office at 509-833-5886 or my cell phone, 509-406-2063. But it's much smarter to just call the office number, the 509-833-5886 number, because then you get Kirsten. She's got my schedule. I don't do my schedule. You know, that's not my department.
And you also have, what's your website?
ComfortProsHeatAndAir.com.
And that has all your licensing information on there. So if people want to do their due diligence.
Yeah. You just go to lni.wa.gov. My corporation is Casey's Heat and Air Inc. doing business as Comfort Pros Heating and Air. I had to relicense after a divorce, you know?
Okay.
So, and that's why I say, don't get into a fucking marriage or, you know, if you're in one, you better nurture that shit, because if you have to get divorced, you are fucked. That's just the bottom line, man. You're starting over.
Oh boy, this is going to be a fun one to edit. Casey, thank you so much for popping in, brother.
Thanks, brother.